Hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Engage to Flourish podcast. I'm your host, Damon, and I'd like to welcome back to the show, Brett Hirado. Welcome back, Brett.
Hey, what's up?
So first things first, one of the things that we wanted to do today on this episode is give a shout out to Magnetic Youth Ministry and for their awesome production of the Christ mixtape that we just saw this past Sunday. You guys did such a great job. Just wanted to give you guys a shout out.
Yeah, it was awesome to see and be a part of it and see the vision and all the hard work turn out. And the play itself, everybody's parts and all the moving pieces, I think it was pretty fantastic.
So if you weren't there on Sunday, you missed out, but there are still opportunities to be able to watch it. You can go to our church website, www.catalystchristiancommunity.org, and click on sermons. And if you look for the Christ mixtape, you will see just such an amazing job by our youth ministry. Again, want to give you guys a shout out and super mad props because you guys did such an awesome job putting on a great show. So Brett, wanted to get things started off by, it is the Christmas episode today. So when you think of Christmas, what first comes to mind?
Well, there's two things. The first thing I'll say is, I think just gathering. I think there's been a cool tradition, and I know every family, every person has their own traditions, and for the holidays, everybody's looks similar, but probably different at the same time. And for me, the thing that comes to mind definitely is family and gathering, both sides of my family, and getting to see cousins and aunties and uncles, and just spending that good quality time together. Mm. I'm thankful that my experience has been positive. I know it's not positive for everybody, but I definitely think of gathering. The second thing that I think about is of Christmas. Do you think any little kids listen to this podcast?
I'm not sure, but I know that there are some of the junior hires that have said that they've listened to a couple episodes.
Okay, because I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I think of, a funny thing that I think of Christmas is, we think of presents and gifts and Santa Claus.
Wait, you're going to tell me that there's no Santa?
Yeah, I grew up extra anxious about people breaking into our house. And my parents can attest to this, but it was to the point when I was younger, I would, be worried or have a nightmare or couldn't sleep because of that. And I would wake up my parents or tell them. And so around Christmas, the thought came in, I guess when I was young, like, how does Santa get into our house? Right. And my parents said, he goes through the chimney. Da, da, da. So then I think it scared me like, wow, people can just like come in. So one of the nights my dad had to show me that all the doors were locked, the windows were closed, all that stuff, right? So it gets too much to the point where my parents just have to say, okay, Brett, Santa's not real. You don't have to worry about it. And then I was able to sleep and I was able to be fine knowing that no one is breaking and entering, even though he's leaving me gifts, just having that peace of mind. So that's the other thing that comes to mind. So maybe some people can relate. I don't know.
I think you're one of the very few kids that was actually happy to hear that Santa wasn't real.
Yeah, I guess that was the early indication that I was a little bit of a worrier.
Okay, so this morning on my run, I was thinking about Christmas and what are we going to talk about for the Christmas episode? Mm. And the first thing that came to mind was like, where did the word Christmas come from even, right? Mm. And why don't we just call this day, hey, we're celebrating Jesus' birthday. Why don't we call it that? Mm. And so I was running and I was asking God like, okay, where did this word come from? And the first thing that came to mind is, well, why don't break it into parts, right? Christ and Mass or Christmas, right? So then it came to mind Christ Mass. And it's like, oh, that might make sense if this was born in the Catholic tradition of Mass, which is a gathering generally like what we would talk about on a Sunday morning, our service, they call it Mass, right? And every Mass that I've been to, whether it's, I think it's pretty cool. I might have been very fortunate that I got lucky to go on these days, or I'm not sure if they do this every time because I didn't grow up in Catholic Church. But every time that I've gone, they've taken communion, or what they call the Eucharist, right? And the Eucharist, if you break that down into the Greek, it's the you meaning good and charis means gift, right? Mm. And so they celebrate God's good gift to us by taking communion. And every time I've gone to Catholic Mass, they've taken the Eucharist.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a gathering together where they received the God's good gift. And so Christ Mass, and this is all a conversation that was going on in my head this morning on my run. And so I was talking about it with Kyle, and he goes, maybe you should look it up to see where that actually came from, because people are probably going to be wondering if that's actually true where it came from. So we looked it up in the Catholic Encyclopedia. Christmas, the origin of the word Christmas, actually does come from the Catholic faith, and it's Christus Maese, and that was coined in 1038, and it means Mass of Christ. So God was already telling me what was going on. Kind of cool. But anyway, so for the Christ Mass, as I was dialoguing with God, I felt like he said, this is dedicated to remember the gift of new life that was being represented by the birth of Jesus.
Mm.
And so the new life that he's offering to us, and a celebration and remembrance of that, which separates it from the regular Mass, which is receiving God's good gift of his body and blood.
Mm.
But this is to recognize the new life that he invites us into that's represented through this birth of this baby.
That's pretty cool. I've never thought of it in that way, or kind of dove into that, breaking it down. But
yeah, I haven't either. So I thought it was interesting that that was my conversation with the Lord this morning, because I never even thought about that aspect of it. Like, where did this even word come from? It was always just, oh, that's Christmas, and we celebrate Jesus' birth, and we get a lot of presents.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even you just sharing the origin and kind of like what kind of makes it special or separates it, to me it's a powerful picture of what this birth of the Son of God, like coming into the picture in such humble beginnings. Like, I don't know, I just get this feeling of like just the gravity of it. I think before you thinking of God, of Jesus being a gift and being born, you hear of the story, and there's a lot of details in the story that are important, but are like, I don't want to say distract you from Jesus himself, but you know, we get caught up in remembering like he was in a manger and then there was no room, so they had to go, you know, like there's all these extra details that, I think I normally kind of lump all together, but just hearing you kind of break it down really emphasizes, Jesus entering this world and that being like step one in this great plan, right? The first part of the gift for us is him even just arriving here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've never really kind of taken a step back to really magnify just that itself, but only, yeah, kind of looking at as a whole story. But that's cool. I guess you learn something. You can learn something every day.
Yeah, I think one of the cool things to me in that story is if you look at from the beginning of the story, you know, just the time period that it was in, right? And where Israel and God's people were at that time, right, is that they were in captivity under Roman rule, and that's when Jesus entered into the picture, right? It wasn't when it was King David and they were, you know, triumphing over their enemies, and then now comes God into this setting.
Mm-hmm.
It was in a time where, you know, the people were oppressed, and Jesus is coming into that, and Jesus is wanting to be with his people in the midst of the difficult times. And I think that's a reminder to us, especially, you know, for some people, Christmas and the holidays can be difficult, but Jesus is coming in those times. And we celebrate it in the winter too, right?
Yeah.
It's like, it's not in the summertime when everything's all happy. It's like, I guess we're pretty lucky that we live in Southern California that,
yeah,
you know, we don't get the dredge of winter. But, you know, to celebrate it, Jesus' birth in the wintertime when, you know, it can be a struggle and it can be really hard for people during the holidays. And mm-hmm. that's when we celebrate Jesus. And that's when we remember that he came to earth to be with us in the midst of those things. Mm. I think that's a super cool picture of God's heart for us. It's like he doesn't want to just leave us in the difficult times by ourselves, but he wants to be with us and be present with us in those times.
Yeah. Typically winter is associated with like things being dead or mm-hmm. cold and still, but during that time is when we celebrate life. And so, and the life that Jesus coming gives us. And I think just even reflecting in this current moment and you think about the Christmas story, and you think about all the things we talk about, like, it's weird to say, and this is no shot at any of my Sunday school teachers or growing up in the church, but...
Hey, I was one of your Sunday school teachers. Yeah,
so don't take any offense, Damon. But it almost feels like sometimes we can get desensitized to the gravity of these Bible stories in a way. Like, every year, right? How many kids in children's ministry do you grow up every year at Christmas, you hear the same Christmas story, right? And that's not a bad thing, but I think it's easy to almost like know the story like the back of your hand, and then it loses some of its like novelty. And like I'm even thinking about, you know, the songs from the Christmas play are stuck in my head, right? But like the lines that the country singers had in the play, talking about how like Mary was a virgin, but then she's pregnant. Mm-hmm. Right. And then it's not a, like for Joseph, like if you put yourself in his shoes, like how would that make you feel? Right. And then, but then to get reassured that like, no, like she's not, hasn't been unfaithful. Like me being married now, like I think when you're younger, you're just like, okay, like that's a miracle, but you don't know how all of life works and all of that, or I hope you don't know all of that stuff yet, but just like the gravity of each detail it's so crazy, and how only through God, only through we're going through the supernatural Christmas, right? Only through something that's supernatural could that be possible. And it just gives me a more grand perspective of the Christmas story. And it's putting myself in those shoes, I can't fathom like just how crazy that would be, and how only it could only be Jesus. Like, to me, there's no other explanation that you can wrap your head around all of these things that line up for Jesus to come to the earth.
Yeah, and as we've been talking the last few episodes just about how easy it is to get caught up in the busyness of buying presents and going to parties and going to doing all these different things during this season, how easy it is to kind of overlook the grandioseness of the supernatural thing that's happening on Christmas, where Jesus, who's God, comes to earth to be with us and to be with his people, and all of the miraculous parts of the story that made it happen. Mm-hmm. And it's so easy for us to just overlook it. And so that's one of the things that we wanted to do with this episode, is just to really bring and shine a light on, wow, this is a lot bigger than sometimes we give it credit for.
For sure.
Especially for those of us that have grown up in the church and have heard the story over and over and over again, it can be really easy just to be like, oh yeah, it's just another Christmas. But it's like, wow, when you really sit down and think and stop to think about how amazing this whole story is, and how even the shepherds, right, them being there and then seeing the angels coming and saying, you know, glory to God in the highest. And it's like, oh my gosh, all of these different things coming to get the wise three men showing up, following the star, you know, just all of these things that came together for this one event. And it's just, wow. Yeah. It's only something that God could do.
For sure. Yeah. No, it definitely has, I mean, just right now put me in a different place. I think already my head and my heart are already processing and viewing things differently as I get ready to celebrate Christmas this year. Yeah.
Okay. So another thing that came to mind this morning on my run is the word salsa. So if you noticed in the title of this episode, this is our Christmas episode, the salsa episode. So I wanted to talk a little bit about some salsa. So Brett, you know, kind of, we're going to wrap it all together. You guys will get why we're talking about salsa in a few minutes. But so Brett, when you think of salsa and Christmas, do you think they go together?
Probably not initially. Much like you, I like salsa too. And so, you know, Christmas parties, if someone puts out a bowl of salsa, I'll be sure to have some chips and dip. So other than that, no, I wouldn't normally connect those two.
Yeah, so for myself, I've told people that salsa can be my kryptonite. Like, I can just eat chips and salsa all the time. So I think salsa and pho are, like, two of my favorite things. So it was pretty cool when a few weeks ago when Pastor Robert gave his sermon and was talking about just pho it, which means pray, hear, obey. But anyway, back to salsa. So with salsa, I like salsa. And this past weekend, we had ordered some takeout from one of our favorite Mexican restaurants. And Tracy had said, hey, this time you can order the large side of chips and salsa because I know how much you like it, right?
It's nice. Like, oh,
I was super stoked about that. So anyway, as I was processing with the Lord this morning about what does salsa have to do with Christmas? Why is it important? Why do you want me to talk about that on the podcast today? I felt like he gave me a picture of us going to a sit-down Mexican restaurant, right? And so whenever you go to a sit-down Mexican restaurant, a lot of times they will bring you chips and salsa and put it in front of you, right? When you sit down, right? And so for me, oh, man, that's like just to start digging in.
I'm guessing with you that there's needs to be more than one round of chips and salsa.
Definitely more than one round of chips and salsa. And I think Matt Taguchi is the same way. if you don't know, you should ask him about that. But anyway, so for me, you know, I'll finish my plate of chips and my bowl of salsa in front of me. And then, you know, the waiter will come around and say, "Mas salsa?" And I'll say, "Definitely yes." Right? So they'll bring more. And then, you know, after a while, it's like, oh, I'm getting kind of full. Right? And then a lot of times they'll bring the actual food and maybe I'll take a bite or two, but I'll be so full that I will not even barely touch my actual food because I've eaten so much salsa. And so I don't know, Brett, does that happen to you very much?
I think in the times that I don't have self-control, yes. Otherwise, I know myself, so I will do my best to limit myself so I can eat the entree that I order or whatever it is. But then I'll end up asking to take the salsa to go home so I can eat it later.
Okay, so I'm the other way around. I'll get stuffed on the salsa and then take the rest of the food home. Okay, so anyway, we're talking a lot about salsa, but as I was talking to the Lord, I was like, okay, so how does this relate to Christmas? How does this relate to everything, right? And so what I felt like he was kind of showing me was when the waiter comes up and says, you know, "Mas salsa?" And then what I felt like God was saying is he's asking us, "Mas Jesus?" Right? And that's what Christmas is about. So when we think about Christmas, breaking it down, again, kind of like we did at the beginning with Christ Mass, but it's like Christ Mas, right? Like
Mas Christ?
Like, yeah. Like, you know, we live in SoCal, right? So we hear Spanish a lot. So it's like Christ Mas, Mas meaning more in Spanish, right? And so as I was dialoguing with the Lord, I felt like he said, the picture of you at the Mexican restaurant where you're getting so full off of the chips and salsa, that's the picture that I'm offering to you with Jesus. Do you want more of Jesus in your life? Because that's what I want for you. I want you to be so full on Jesus that there's no room for any of these other things that, you know, you would normally use to fill your life and try to fulfill your life with. Because you're so full of Jesus, you don't need those things. And you can have some of those things, but you're not needing them to fulfill you like you had in the past. And I was like, oh man, that's a cool picture of what Christmas can be for us. Just a reminder for us that each day God wants to give us more Christ and fill us up so much that we we don't need these other things that we've been using to, whether it's escape or fill ourselves with, that are not him. Mm.
Didn't know salsa could be so deep. No, that is a cool picture. And I think, you know, yeah, like we talked about in the past for about the busyness of Christmas and things winding down towards the end of the year, being able to really focus on that and the idea of like, are you full because of Jesus? Are you full on Jesus? Are you full on Christ? You know, the new year comes right after Christmas, and it's easy to rush or stumble into the new year, and it's almost like for some people, oh, we got to do it all over again, right? And other people are really excited, but can we maintain that fullness that we can get from Christ to go into the new year for the whole year, right? Until we get to celebrate Christmas again. And I think that picture is emphasized on Christmas, but it's something that we can take and ask ourselves every day, you know, every now and then to check in and saying, you know, getting that picture of salsa, are we filling ourselves with Jesus and being content with what he is giving us, or are we looking for other things? And so I think this Christmas is a good time to implement that and paint that picture for ourselves starting now as we close out this year and get into the new year.
Yeah, as you're talking, Brett, it kept coming to mind, Christmas every day, right? If you were to ask any kid, would you want to have Christmas every day? I think they would all say, yes, we want it, because we want presents, right?
Yeah.
But I think as we were talking, I feel like the Lord was saying, do you want Christ mas every day? Do you want more of Christ every day?
Mm.
And he wants our response to be, yes, I want your presence with a C, right? Mm. I want you to be present in my life more every day. And so I think to me, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
A cool way to remember it that, yeah, we do want Christmas. We do want to be able to celebrate Christmas every day because we want his presence with us every day, and we want more of his presence every day.
Mm. No, that's really good. Yeah. If you're able to take that and carry it with you, I'm sure God is going to meet you there every day. And yeah, you can never get enough. So it's not like he's going to run out or leave you hanging. And yeah, I have a new perspective and something to sit with and marinate on.
Yeah. And you know, pretty soon it's going to be New Year's, and a lot of people write New Year's resolutions. So maybe for each one of us, maybe that's something to think about, is for our New Year's resolution, do we want to remember Christ mas every day?
Mm-hmm.
So Brett, do you have any closing thoughts before we close it out on our Christmas episode?
I know we're not recording this on Christmas Day, but I'll tell you Merry Christmas, and I hope you have a happy holidays, and I hope you get to eat some salsa, but also are able to enjoy it with family and get full on Jesus.
Yes. And to all of our listeners out there, we just want to say Merry Christmas. Hope that you guys are able to have more of Christ in your life each day and experience his presence, and that you are able to receive his good gift that he offers to you each and every day. So until next time, may you experience God's heart for you to flourish in every season. Thanks for listening to the Engage to Flourish podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts. You can check out more of our content on our YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook pages by searching for Catalyst Christian Community. If you want to check out our church in person, we meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. at Stanford Middle School in Long Beach. We'd love for you to come out and experience being a part of our church family.